The Buffalo Police Department's strike force and housing units are the vanguard of Mayor Byron Brown's campaign against the scourge of guns, drugs, and gangs in Buffalo. These squads are not like regular street cops, who typically respond to calls for service within their districts. Strike Force is deployed in high-crime areas and conducts traffic checkpoints. The housing unit patrols the city's public housing properties. A mother whose son was arrested by Strike Force officers on weapons charges agrees with this mission in principle. We're not disclosing her identity because she fears police retaliation.
I agree with them trying to get the guns off the street. They want it off the street, I want it off the street. I don't want it in my son's pocket. They don't want it in his pocket.
But it's the way these officers do their job that's the problem. One defense attorney described their tactics as stalk and frisk. Another called them vigilantes.
They're supposed to uphold the law at all times. And it seems really like they're a gang against the community.
She is not alone in that assessment. Investigative Post reviewed 10 criminal cases in which officers in these units conducted what judges later deemed were illegal searches. Interviews with 7 defense attorneys and a review of court documents suggest these cases are just the tip of the iceberg. Attorney Michael Stokowski put it this way.
I think that they have a complete disregard for the Constitution of the United States and most importantly, the Fourth Amendment. They just seem to roust kids in the street, chase people, and hope they find contraband.
One woman testified that a Strike Force officer threatened to call Child Protective Services if she didn't consent to a search of her house. A judge later ruled the search was illegal, and the district attorney's office is now appealing. An officer, during his testimony, referred to the woman as a baby mama. In another incident, officers punched someone in the head who was already in handcuffs and subdued by pepper spray. Illegal searches aren't the only problem. In 2 of the cases reviewed by Investigative Post, judges rejected evidence seized by officers in part because they determined the testimony of officers was either hard to believe or contradicted by video evidence. One Erie County judge wrote about how implausible an officer's account of an arrest was, describing an officer's testimony as inventive. In another case, a federal magistrate judge acknowledged how officer testimony was contradicted by security camera footage of the arrest, writing, "The video seems to tell a different story." I wanted to interview the dozen officers involved in the cases we reviewed, but Police Commissioner Daniel Durenda denied the request. Instead, I spoke with police spokesperson Lieutenant Jeffrey Rinaldo.
We would never sacrifice constitutionality for a greater mission of trying to get guns or violent offenders off the street. It does no good to make arrests that are not going to hold up in court.
Philip Dabney, a local criminal defense attorney, said the conduct of certain Strike Force and housing officers is counterproductive.
I think that the danger is not that you're actually defeating crime. I think the danger becomes that you are bullying a community.
For WBFO, I'm Daniela Porat with Investigative Post.